Let's go with blue hair this time. A little shorter. About 6 inches taller. And maybe a little southern male. Absolutely perfect!
Hello?
Oh, my! I didn't hear you come in. Officer Clay?
Well, it's actually Detective now. But you look a little different. Did you do something to your hair?
Well, obviously.
It looks good, but you seem a little taller. And is that a southern accent?
I'm wearing heels today, and I've been taking voice acting classes. So,
how long have you been a detective?
About 6 weeks now.
Oh, wow! Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you.
Seems like you've been up to a lot of good to get promoted.
It's been a busy time. I apprehended the Golden Valley Strangler personally.
I heard about that.
That was a tough case to crack. He was hiding what he had done really well. We think he got to over 50 people, but we only found 10.
Oh no, that's awful.
It is. I hate it for their families, but we put him behind bars. He won't be able to hurt anyone ever again.
That's good. But surely the life of a detective isn't all putting serial killers behind bars.
No, not entirely. Do you remember the great bank heist a few months ago?
Don't tell me that was you.
I didn't put the bracelets on the McConnells, but I helped figure out how they did it and where they were.
How did they do it?
You didn't hear it from me, but they had turned the security guards. Without people, all those security measures don't amount to a hill of beans.
Seriously? That seems like an oversight.
Just a little bit, but that's changing now. Thanks to some suggestions from me, the bank is making massive overhauls to their entire security protocols.
Wow, you have been busy.
I have, but you know, the thing I'm most proud of is foiling the assassination of the president.
The president?
Well, don't get too excited. It was Steve Connors of the Connors Motor Company. Not as impressive as the president, but what Mr. Connors has done with his philanthropy work and the way he treats his employees is unprecedented in his field.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, and it was a complete coincidence. I was in a meeting with their head of security to help with anti-theft devices in their vehicles when a man ran in with a gun and tried to shoot him. But I was able to tackle the would-be gunman before he could get a shot off.
So brave. You really have been a busy guy.
And that's not even the weirdest part. A few weeks after my promotion, I was reassigned to another division and given a new case.
What division were you moved to?
Well, I can't say. It's classified.
Oh. What's so weird about being reassigned?
Getting reassigned wasn't the weird part. The weird part was that I hadn't even heard of the division before I was assigned to it.
I mean, I don't really know a lot about law enforcement agencies, but I have to assume new divisions get created all the time.
Yeah, every now and then, but they aren't usually this super secret. Well, I guess I can understand it a little. The case I was assigned to was weird.
How so?
Well, I can't tell you everything because it's an ongoing case, but it's an exposure case.
Exposure?
And apparently it involves magic.
Magic? Is that even real?
That's what I asked. And my boss just told me to figure it out. And it's gotta be a whole family. There's reports going back to the 1800s, so it being one person is impossible. But the most recent cases are just 6 months ago, so I can still prosecute for those cases.
Do you have a suspect in mind?
I do, but I'm nervous. This suspect is smart and dangerous. You know, every one of their victims says the suspect helped them. One of them said that right after she told the cop that they broke up a long friendship.
Oh, really? How did your suspect help in that situation?
Well, they didn't. At least if you're looking from the outside in. Apparently this girl had gone out with a friend when the friend confessed her feelings for the victim. At this point, the suspect stepped in and told the victim that she had a choice to make and gave her advice.
What kind of advice?
The victim couldn't remember exactly, but the next thing she remembers is the pained expression on her friend's face and then her friend running out of the store.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
How so?
Well, it sounds like if your victim had returned those feelings, she would have been miserable for the sake of her friend.
I suppose that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it would be that the suspect meddled in someone else's affairs.
You said you were nervous. Is it just because your suspect is dangerous?
Well, that and they're obviously charismatic. They were able to break up.
It sounds like you can use an espresso.
You remember my order.
I never forget a drink. And voila! Your espresso.
Is that a pig on the cup?
Yeah, I thought the conversation was getting a little heavy, so I wanted to bring some light to it. I'm sorry if I offended you.
No, it's pretty good. No offense taken. Oh man, that's even better than I remember. Thanks for the boost.
What do you mean? You're a fairy?
I am. And I'm with the Fairy Bureau of Investigation. And you are being investigated on misusing magic for personal gain, revealing the existence of magic to humans, revealing the existence of fairies to humans, and the manipulation of humans using magic. I will be in and out of the cafe until the investigation is over. And don't bother trying to run. You'll only make it worse on yourself. And you cannot hide from the Fey Court.
But I'm innocent!
Is that so? So I take it this isn't the Bluebell Cafe? The one that only seems to exist for just a few moments at sundown? And you aren't the barista, who doesn't have a name? You should have been more careful. Your victims talked after they left this place. They seemed to think that the Bluebell Cafe was where, and I quote, the magic lived.
Did
you really think no one would notice? That no one would come calling on the mysterious place with the equally mysterious barista.
It's not my fault that people found it in themselves to do what they needed to do.
But did they? Did they find it within themselves, or did you influence their thoughts with magic?
People walk through that door because they need help, because that's the only time they can.
We'll see about that. Thanks for the espresso. I'll be in touch.
Last Call at Bluebell Cafe is a Goose Thunder production. If you enjoyed our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking our website, which is linked in the episode description. Episode 7, Pour Over, was written by Frank Zinchus and directed by Kiana Triana, with script edits and sound editing by Kiana Triana, and music by Damon Wallace. This episode featured Monty Montiel Villegas as the barista and Frank Zinchus as Clay. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in episode 8, Barista. Thank you for listening.